The St. Petersburg City Council approved a resolution today that will seek public input on alternative uses for the current site of Al Lang Field. Several members of the public said they want the land to become a waterfront park, not a new baseball stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Al Lang site was not originally on the agenda for considering land development regulations, but Councilmember Jeff Danner added a resolution calling for public input regarding future use for the site.
Whereas consideration of future alternative uses for the Al Lang site would be made prior to the city making a policy decision on whether or not to schedule a public referendum on the Rays Stadium proposal for the Al Lang site. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the City Council of the City of St. Petersburg Administration is hereby requested to identify alternative potential land uses for the Al Lang site, including but not limited to the potential for converting the site into a public park as part of its staff report analyzing the impacts of Major League Baseball proposal for the Al Lang site.
The city has lost the trust of some members of the public due to dealings with the Rays. But Danner's resolution helped to get the council out of that hot water, according to Peter Belmont, a board member of the Downtown Neighborhood Association.
This has been an issue that has been bubbling for a period of time because the city has revised their land development regulations, including the zoning for downtown properties. Within that process, they created a new park zoning district, which we never had in the past. And for some reason, the city decided to apply the park zoning to the other downtown parks, but not to the Al Lang property. And we have been asking the city to correct that ever since they adopted the new regulations in August. At that time, the council response was they will take it up in what they referred to as a glitch ordinance. The glitch ordinance was before city council today, and there was nothing in it regarding changing Al Lang to park.
The absence of any mention of the Al Lang site in the glitch ordinance is further evidence that the city is not being straight with voters, according to Willie Rudowski, who said the council voted in August to change the zoning of the Al Lang site to allow development.
When it came apparent to the council that the people were not happy with the designation, council promised that the issue of DCP status for the land would be the number one priority for a glitch meeting to look at amendments to the land use regulations for the downtown core. To council, that may have meant that they would look again and do nothing. To the people, it meant that the designation would be changed. Within a few months, the citizens learned for the first time that the Rays wanted to move their stadium from the Trop site to the Al Lang site. They smelled a rat.
The Rays want a new $450 million waterfront baseball stadium at the site of Al Lang Stadium, but they say they can only pay for about a third of the cost and they want the government to foot the rest of the bill. Part of the funds would come from getting out of the lease of their current home, Tropicana Field, and selling the land to developers who will build retail and residential units. The city is currently seeking proposals for such development. Faith Andrews Bedford said that rather than the site of a new stadium for the Rays, the Al Lang land should be an open waterfront park.
Last summer, after months and months of public hearing and visioning and input, Mr. Bennett and Mr. Paulson said at the August 9th council meeting that although the Al Lang question was left hanging, they were going to make it, quote, number one issue to discuss the glitch at the glitch meeting. Since that time, the discovery of internal memoranda has revealed that you and the mayor had been having months of discussions with the Rays at Tropicana Field before that LDR meeting. Clearly, the subject of Al Lang was indeed number one in your minds, but not in the manner that the taxpayers thought. As a voter, I feel betrayed. I am very disappointed.
Before St. Petersburg City Council Chair James Bennett called for a vote, which was unanimous in favor of Danner's resolution to call for public comment on future uses of the Al Lang site, Bennett defended the council. He said it has considered designating the Al Lang site as a park.
Those statements, we did make those statements. And I believe Marilyn Olson and Peter Belmont, long before we sat in council office and talked about what we could do at a park down there with a Saturday morning market. So I think council's doing its job.
Lucy Flatley also spoke during the public comment portion. WMNF asked Flatley what she thought about the city council's decision.
I feel they listen to us and we just have to wait and see what happens.
And what was your request?
That it be made a public park. We do not need a stadium downtown.
The Rays want a referendum on their stadium proposal to be on this November's ballot. If that passes, it could override the glitch ordinance zoning for the Al Lang site. There will be public hearings before a second reading of the glitch ordinance occurs on February 21st. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.